In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, Saint Thérèse of the Child Jesus, the saint we celebrate today is, in the estimation of Pope Saint Pius X, the greatest saint of modern times. But what did she do? She was a nun who never left the cloister, never really did anything, and died at the age of 24 of tuberculosis, coughing out her last in agony. During her life, particularly in the story of a soul, she goes on and on about her littleness, how she couldn't accomplish great deeds in the service of God, how she was incapable of grand things. What could she possibly have in common, one might ask, with a Saint Ignatius of Loyola, or a Saint Joan of Arc, or a Saint Francis Xavier, bringing the faith to vast multitudes of the heathen and baptizing thousands in a day? Even after she died, the vast majority of her fellow religious thought she would be forgotten about. What had she ever done? All-night vigils? Not much evidence of that. Her visits to the poor, her martyrdom. She was none of these things. Precious though these are, there was something far greater still in Saint Thérèse and obtained with so much difficulty by most of us. And that is her intense love of God, her childlike simplicity, and her total lack of concern for what others thought of her, what criticisms they might make. And yet there are those who take a rather dismissive attitude of our saint. But she knew so intimately what we so often forget. As the psalmist tells us, Homo videt in facie, Deus autem in corde. Man only sees the face of things, but God sees the heart. It was precisely because Saint Thérèse did everything, especially the most seemingly unimportant things, with such burning love for Jesus, that she is such a great saint. If you fast all day long, and you do it with the right intention, the desire of mortifying yourself and pleasing God, then all the better. But if you do it lukewarmly, or too much in the spirit of self-satisfaction, it isn't nearly as valuable in God's eyes as a minor insult suffered patiently and in a spirit of union with Christ dying on the cross, or taking the time to accomplish an ordinary task with great love of God. Our saint was brought up in a household where the faith and the virtues were carefully nurtured and developed. And it was clear that she had a religious vocation from her childhood. Educated by the Benedictines when she was only 15 years old, she applied for permission to enter the Carmel. And being refused by the superior, she went all the way to Rome to speak with the Pope. She went there with her father, who was as eager to give her to God as she was to give herself. She went to seek the consent of Pope Leo XIII, who was then celebrating his jubilee. He preferred to leave the decision in the hands of this Carmelite superior, who finally consented, and on the 9th of April, in the year 1888, at this relatively young age of 15, Thérèse Martin entered the convent of Lisieux, where two of her sisters had preceded her. In religious life, was she truly this delicate little flower that some make her out to be? Her own words to her superior make it clear that the sufferings of her formation, oftentimes because of thoughtless, indifferent, and harsh treatment that she received at the hands of her fellow sisters and even from time to time the mother superior, even if she was the little flower, her life was not a bed of roses. This became abundantly clear for Thérèse towards the end of the last Lent of her short life. She came during Holy Week. She wrote, "I could not obtain permission to remain watching at the altar of repose through all of Thursday night, and I returned to our cell at midnight. Scarcely was my head laid on the pillow when I felt a hot stream rise to my lips. I thought I was going to die, and my heart nearly broke with joy. But as I had already put out the lamp, I mortified my curiosity until the morning and slept in peace." There's a piece of advice we could all take, by the way. "At 5 o'clock, when it was time to get up, I remembered at once that I had some good news to learn. And going to the window, I found, as I had expected, that our handkerchief was soaked with blood. I was firmly convinced that on the anniversary of his own death, my beloved had allowed me to hear his first call, like a sweet, distant murmur of his heralding his joyful approach. I assisted at the office of prime and chapter most fervently, and then I hastened to cast myself at my mother's knees and confide to her my happiness. I didn't feel the least pain, so I easily obtained permission to finish Lent as I had begun, and on this Good Friday, I shared in all the austerities of the Carmel without any relaxation, and never had these austerities seemed any sweeter to me. The hope of soon entering heaven transported me with joy. Still full of joy, I returned to the cell on the evening of that happy day and was quietly falling asleep when my sweet Jesus gave me the same sign as on the previous night of my speedy entrance to eternal life. I felt such a clear and lively faith that the thought of heaven was my sole delight, and I could not believe it possible for men to be utterly devoid of faith. I was convinced that those who deny the existence of another world really do lie in their hearts. Whatever you do, even if it is the annoying experience of having to pick up a pencil that you've inadvertently knocked off your desk, try to do so the way Saint Therese did, absolutely on fire with the love of God. This life is too short for lukewarmness, for tepidity, or for diluting the truth. In substance, the life of Saint Therese perfectly encapsulates the teaching of Saint Paul when he said, "Every man's work shall be manifest, for the day of the Lord shall declare it, because it shall be revealed in fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And if any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work burn, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." So may the fire of the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which so burned in the heart of Saint Therese of Lisieux, burn in our hearts, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Don't forget to click subscribe and click the bell to be notified of future videos.